Rotators, it is Friday, which means one thing only, it's time for part two of episode two. I hope you're excited and I hope that you've been enjoying Arc 8. If you have, please consider leaving a review so you can tell everybody just how much you're enjoying the Rotating Heroes podcast. I have loved this arc so much. It was so great to be in the DM saddle. And, I mean, come on. Victoria Longwell? Erica Ishii? Zakoyama? Like, it doesn't get much better than this, so please help us find new rotators by spreading all of the good news. As always, if you want more Rotating Heroes goodness in your life, then make sure to head over to patreon.com/rotatingheroespodcast. And you'll find all the goodies on there, including ArcBarks, TalkBacks, which are the same things. We just posted a brand new off-leash episode where we are building Zach's character for our next upcoming arc. All of the latest announcements and everything will be happening on there, including the very, very soon to be announced merchandise store for Rotating Heroes. So if you want to be the first to hear about it, there's only one place to be: the Rotating Heroes Patreon. Take it away. Past me.
And now presenting the Rotating Heroes Podcast.
Feathers,
you're not supposed to eat the book.
Soap feathers just vibrating. Damn, what's happened to him? Are you okay? Son, calm down. It's all right.
I take out all the pages that are relevant.
No, stop ripping the pages. Oh, no.
I start pulling and it turns we're going to Needle Bottom, folks. Also, Gus was a piece of shit.
Gus was a piece of shit.
I don't want to say that. Gus was a piece of shit?
He was a piece of shit.
Wait, you talking about Gus?
Yeah, well, you know
Gus.
Do you
know him?
No, who's Gus?
Oh.
God, Jerry.
Well, I'm just trying to be helpful. I don't
How
know.
Is that helpful?
I just felt like you were all excited about Gus, and I thought maybe if I said it, I would remember something.
Hey,
and then
Jerry,
I'd be helpful.
Jerry, just remember this.
Okay, yeah.
Gus was a piece of shit.
Okay, Gus.
Tell
a piece
all your
shit.
Friends.
All
right, and
Gus
Jerry, also, please remember this.
Okay, yeah.
On one of your days out, living life, please find a union representative.
Okay, union representative. Where I find a union representative?
Well, just ask around, I guess.
Is there
ask
sort of
around?
Yeah.
I don't want to. I think I remember what a union is, but I don't know if you've seen around here. I don't think I'm going to find many people that seem, maybe the cat. It doesn't seem like there's going to be many people that are particularly interested in that kind of work.
All the more reason to form a union. I'm just saying, think about it, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, you could actually do it on break times here in the library.
Okay, but would you teach me how to be a union person? And then I'll do it maybe for everyone else.
Maybe you just got to organize. As far as I know.
Okay, but you're just saying the word organized, like that means anything. You know what I mean?
Like,
what? Like books? I'm already doing that.
Well, they paid me in leaves. I don't know anything.
Oh, okay. And you might have benefited if you had a union. I don't know much about unions because I just, you know, worked in the chapel with Abbess Willow. But, okay. How many of you are there?
About 329 last time I checked.
In this one library?
No. Just in the foyer area.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
everyone's
a deep library. There's a lot going on.
Okay. That sounds like...
I think you got some collective bargaining power.
I think you got some leverage.
Collective bargaining power.
Yeah, you know how, like, individually a piece of paper is ain't shit, but then...
Like the way you just ripped them out of that book?
Oh, yes, exactly. Okay. Easy. Mm-hmm. See, you take this piece of paper, and it's easy to just tear it up.
Oh, right? Stop.
But,
wasn't that an important piece of information you just ripped out of that book? Don't you need that piece of paper?
Oh, well, yes.
I'll fix it. Okay, yeah, sure.
He just hands you like a roll of sellotape. There you go.
Shouldn't take too long.
See, when you put a bunch of them together, you get, and I hold up a giant tome, mm-hmm. I say, hey, you get something that can beat the crap out of an unethical boss.
You can't rip that. You can't rip a tome.
You see the Jerry's reaches over, rips the tome in half.
Interesting.
Jerry, you can't rip a tome unless you're Jerry, but just remember the first part. You can't rip a tome.
Okay. But at the, okay, it's fine. It's fine. Okay, cool.
You're unusually strong.
Am I?
And you should be paid for those talents.
Okay. I mean, my talents are being wasted. I am strong. I'm real strong. I'm a strong man.
We gotta go to Needlebottom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jerry, thank you for everything. I did throw up over there, but we gotta go.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Yeah, let me get a map. Oh, map! Get it? With a beer and a map!
Jerry!
Oh, that was good. Oh, that really got me. Okay.
Hey, Jerry.
Yeah.
Shh.
What?
Shh.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I remember.
No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have shushed you in the library. Right. I'm sorry.
That was absolutely savage.
You know what, Freya? You have reminded me I need to stop getting these highfalutin ideas about unions out of my mind.
No, Jerry!
I need to just focus on the job. Do as I am told. Get my time, go on a little vacation down a lake, and come back. Okay. Whew. Getting all excited. Okay.
I messed up.
Everybody.
We gotta get you this handbook.
I think we got a clue. Thank you, Soap Feathers.
I also have some updates with you about
what's happening with your wing?
Your mitten. I'm just flapping one arm, gesticulating.
But just half of you is raising up off the ground.
The breeze feels nice because I'm feeling kind of hot.
Yeah. Here I've made some annotations and highlighting on the pages that I've been through. And
okay. Something about Jim?
Yes.
I hand it over.
I hand all the pages over.
Okay.
Go ahead, roll me. Oh, no, you have read a book. You've read an interesting book.
Okay, great.
Oh, you just sat and read. That's an interesting book.
Oh, my goodness.
There you go. So, no longer with disadvantage. Just still a minus one, I think.
Actually, history had plus two, but that is a seven.
This account doesn't seem kind of untrue in terms of, as far as the stuff that you remember. You remember that someone, you know, just as you were floating around, you remember mention of 14 champions. I think maybe you've met like one or two of the other champions. And it was like a little bit of a kind of, you know, like no one champion knew the location of the other champions, etc. Mm-hmm. I just think that like you kind of like feel like your past experience lines up with what you're reading on the page.
Okay.
Obviously the point where it says all the champions were assassinated is news.
I was going to ask them a lot of things. I was going to talk to them. That was going to be sort of a crucial next step.
You want to talk to the people who are 450 years old? Well, maybe some of them are elves, actually. They'd probably be alive if they were
Jerry,
assassinated. Huh?
We've been walking away from you.
Oh, I'm just following. I got to see you out at least, you know.
Okay, sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
I get it. I can walk further.
They're all dead? But they're all dead?
I don't know if you want me to answer. I'm pretending. Wait.
Jerry.
Yeah.
Answer.
What, you want me to answer? What do you want me to answer? We're all dead?
They're all dead.
Are they all dead?
Who?
The champions.
I don't know. I didn't read the damn book.
God damn it,
It
Jerry.
Sounds like there were... It sounds like, from what you were telling me, it sounds like they were murdered.
Except for one.
Except
was
for one.
Not
but was
champion.
It...
champion.
Was the point with...
But who can say who that was? It's tough to think about, you know? It's tough to answer that unequivocally.
Were there in the temple. Surely you know someone who it could have been.
Look, do I know if the Jade Knight is Gus, or is that...
Well, Curtis said, right? Didn't...
Curtis did say, actually, to be fair.
Something about a 13? Knight. 13?
Yeah. Yes, Gus. With a 13, Gus Wyatt was referred to as the Jade Knight.
So Gus is...
They all had kind of like vaguely kind of like, you know, the like Emerald Princess. They all kind of had like vaguely kind of...
Green
adjacent kind of titles, which you were pretty convinced they gave to themselves.
Wow.
I heard he was big as a tree.
Gus was?
Yeah. I suppose trees can come in any size.
Yeah.
But he was like a big one.
A big tree.
He's as big as a tree. Yeah. I think he was a big guy.
Am I to understand that your Gus, the Jade Knight, killed the other knights?
If this book is saying, I mean, it seems like that's what this book says.
Because he was green with envy?
Ma'am, I'm going to need you to see yourself out.
Okay, okay. And I will leave. But I just want everyone to know
that
I woke up in a worm today. That is offensive. Okay. And you know what? And I am sorry, and I will see myself out, and I will promise to do better.
Wait, sorry. What were you saying? You woke up in a what?
I believe I woke up in a worm today. Not woke up, but I started my day in a worm.
Mm. In a what?
In a worm?
In a worm.
A worm.
A worm.
A bookworm?
And they, you see a now lavishly adorned Judy Beryl walks towards you.
Oh, she's back.
Oh, sorry. Did someone say something about someone's worm?
Oh, my goodness.
Was it Judy?
She was inside a worm!
How was it?
Judy, it was bad, okay? It was bad and it was not the vibe you're giving off right now.
That's a disappointment. I was really looking forward to that.
I never...
Judy, go lay down at the fountain again. We gotta get out of here.
Oh, you wanna look me get kind of wet again?
Oh.
Judy.
Oh, wow.
Judy.
Yes?
You're a lot.
Oh, I'm so sorry. But yes, I am. Too much for someone to handle. And she lies down in front of the fountain again.
Are you gonna get some of her time?
Judy,
yes, darling.
I promised to...
She just holds out a finger and just puts them over your lips.
Are you shishing me as I walked?
Yikes.
Stop it.
Shh. Oh, okay, sorry. Ooh, I misread the situation. Sorry.
Listen, Judy, I promise that I'll...
Yes.
...go well with you.
Excuse me?
If you give all the skeletons who have under... a day of time left. 3 more days.
3 more days, done.
And I will come back later to do that.
Oh, okay, fine.
Uh-oh, dust is in his eye again.
If you don't, I'll take the 3 days away. How about that?
Okay.
Marvelous, can't wait.
Really smart plan, Jen.
Great.
So Feathers is giving big 2 wings up. I feel like...
Is the feathers up?
Yes, the feathers are up.
Oh. I feel good about that. I feel good about what I'm doing. I think the ends justify the
wave.
I gotta go, Judy. All right.
Do you gotta go now? Are you sure?
Okay. Oh, let him go.
Wow. I think there's something about Judy in the library, that really... really brings something out of you.
Do you know what? I've never felt that way before, I don't think.
Something to journal about.
I'll journal about it. Mm. That's good advice. Mm. Does someone have a pen?
Yeah.
He's got...
Jerry's still here.
Oh, no, that was the dumb elf.
Sorry.
Never actually asked his name. He's just like, oh, it's okay.
And that was our fault. And what is your name?
My name?
We gotta go, bye.
It's...
Hurry, close the door.
Oh.
I'm sorry, he threw too much water in my eyes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, marvelous. So we have found some information about this, the Jade Knight. And there is a promise to return back to the library later. Should Jin survive, that is, of course.
Ugh.
And the crew is going to make their way to the town of Needlebottom. You see, actually, there are some signposts within this city, of Kakuri. And up through the sort of northerly road, you can actually find a path that leads you quite comfortably. I just opened the picture with Beaker. thank you, Zach.
Yeah, if we kind of travel through Beaker's hair.
No, so actually you're going through sort of the side of Beaker's mouth.
I see.
This way.
And you now have disadvantage for the rest of the session, Zach. Okay.
Good.
So if you now see the next map, it probably takes you the best part of 6 or so hours to walk between these two places. We'll kind of do a small time jump, and we'll say that you can, to have a little bit of a, if you want to do like a short rest or whatever, just if you're doing sort of a gentle walk, or if you want to halve that time, you can kind of walk more briskly, but that means you won't be able to take a short rest. It's kind of up to you if you want to, you know, if there's anything you want to rejuvenate.
I'm not like hurt or anything.
I'm not hurting either.
Yeah, I'm happy to do the half hour.
I'm happy to walk fast.
I just feel like 6 hours is kind of a long time for me right
That's
now.
That's right. We're kind of in a time crunch here, aren't we?
We are. It's a bit urgent.
Mm. After that, I can't believe I'm saying this. Anybody have any water?
Have you eaten?
No.
Oh, my God.
I feel pretty bad. I feel pretty bad.
Yeah.
If there's like a kiosk somewhere that has something. Or maybe that guy's coffee shop. Anyway.
Yes, actually, we can stop by the coffee shop on the way. We'll just get a quick to-go tankard, yes?
Coffee.
Okay, sure. Hustle. I'd say after you hustle your way up to Needle Bottom.
Wait. Actually, I can fly. And also, I got this here floating disc thingy.
Okay.
Oh, thank God. I fall down on it.
Yeah. Right.
Is this for me?
Yeah.
I can get off if it's not.
Jin. You can also probably hold you, too, and we can just kind of wing it.
All right. I'll say it takes you even less time. It takes you only 2 hours.
Wow.
So I guess just for our headcanon, I think about 4.5 maybe hours have passed since, let's just say 4 hours have passed since you drank the water. So you've got a cool 20 hours left right now.
Okay, good.
But we'll say with all of this, it only takes you 2 hours to get up towards the town of Needlebottom, which is where you kind of, as you roll in, you see something that looks almost completely and utterly different from Kakuri. Kakuri was this big kind of marble and limestone built up city that looked grand and sort of slightly epic. And as soon as you kind of get to the outskirts of Needlebottom, you see this kind of, all of these kind of like wooden structures with these very elaborate facades built on the front of them. There's this like very big kind of slightly windy, like kind of main street basically, and there's people kind of milling into the street. There are like some horses hitched, and we kind of find ourselves in this sort of dirt, kind of like kind of dirt ridden, kind of very dusty kind of town. And as you make your way in, someone immediately rushes up to you. This sort of woman wearing this sort of long, kind of quite elegant kind of gown, which is it's a little like dirty around the bottom. Anyone that wants to as well actually can roll perception checks.
18.
19.
Whoa, okay, folks.
Connected.
Very good.
We got a similar roll streak.
So you see there is a tavern called the Burning Wolf. There is also a small cottage. There is a kind of quite like large looking area which seems to have quite a long kind of queue that's coming out of the door of it, called the Crunk House. The Crunk House, people seem to be coming out with little truly I hadn't planned for there to be a coffee shop. That just kind of came out at the moment, so there's a coffee shop now. And people are kind of carrying out little like coffee cups, and that's in the Crunk House. And there's like people milling around all over the place. Until, yes, this sort of woman approaches you and goes, "Waha there! Welcome to Needlebottom! How are you doing, you fine-looking folks?" I don't want to be rude, but you're looking all so tired, friends. Can we show you some hospitality, perhaps, and get you a drink or a place to lie your head or something?
Needlebottom is so much better than the other place.
Oh, sweetie, come here. Come here. She, like, goes to, like, give you a big hug.
Freya realizes she hasn't really been hugged in, I guess, really only like 12 hours, but it feels a long time.
So as you are looking around, I think one thing stands out for you is that it's very faint on some, it's a bit more pronounced on others, but like every single person seems to have a kind of like either like a handprint, like a red handprint in and around either their face or their neck. Every single person. And it's kind of hard to tell whether it's like it doesn't look painted necessarily. Like, it looks like it's just like an impression almost on the skin. But there's sort of in and around their like head, neck, one on like on the chest maybe. So yeah, you notice that. I think with the, like, the 19 was literally the DC for that one. So
the person that came up to us, like, can I ask, I want something to drink and I want something to eat and I want to go to sleep.
Yeah, okay. Always. Yeah, of course. You can have whatever you need. Needle bottle will take care of you. No worries.
Wow.
Can I ask about what's the handprint on people?
Oh, no, you can't see this. We can't ask about that. And that was honestly wild to ask about that.
I wouldn't ask about it.
Yeah. Don't ask
it's a
about
personal.
It?
You know what I mean?
I'm personally appalled.
Have I been to Needle Bottom before?
I doubt that you would have. It's not like known as any kind of like historical heritage site or anything. Like, I don't feel like there would have been a lot to draw you here. To be honest, I think on like most maps, it doesn't even exist. As like it's like a, it looks like very much like a town that has been kind of relatively left alone. It's not on any major like trade routes or anything like that. So
okay.
Well, yeah, as a historian, it's of special interest to me to find out about the cultures of certain cities and such. So nothing you'd be willing to share?
Was it a red right hand or a red left hand?
Sort of, I don't know what you know, honey. Okay, listen. We don't want to be rude or inhospitable. The only thing we ask is that you just, you know, let us have our things and,
That's fair.
Look, if you spend enough...
But you have to ask questions because...
Of course.
I love when you do this. I love when you do this.
Knowledge and
Of course. It's just, you know, look, if you spend enough time here, folks will get to know you, get to trust you.
Yes.
And maybe they'll show you what the... hand means. I just don't want to, you know, I don't want to speak for anyone else. It's a very touchy subject for some, and I, you know, we have our boundaries.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
yes, we understand and respect that.
Yeah. Do you have any boundaries we should know about? I'll make sure I let everyone know.
I don't dream when I'm on my period.
You don't dream when you're on your period. Okay.
I wouldn't say that's a boundary,
but I would say it's like the opposite for me. I say like my, when I'm on my period, it's just like, you know, wall to wall dreams. You
and
know
that
I mean?
Is something. It and is. I appreciate you telling me that.
I can compare notes about and that I, sometimes.
Amazing.
Get together and have a little sleepover, you know? See what happens. Maybe see I can give you some of my dreams.
It would be my first sleepover.
You've never had a sleepover?
You never had a sleepover?
Not unless the Abbott's Willow
She immediately starts crying. Yeah. She's like, never had a sleepover. Oh my God.
No, I haven't. I don't know why I'm crying now, too, but for some reason,
I'm so sorry. It's just like, feels like such an important part of your life.
Is that so bad?
I'm still laying down on the disc.
And who is that you got back there?
Actually, we need to avail you of your hospitality immediately.
Of course. What do
you mean? Our friend is sick.
Oh, I'm not feeling good. Okay. I'm not really feeling good. I had some bad water.
It's bad water. We got some good water. She pulls out
Freya's
like a glass
mouthing
of like
poison.
Truly like kind of like very dirty looking water. So yeah, this is fine.
It's fine or good.
It's lovely. Yeah, you should try some.
Wow, thank you.
I have a cleansing stone. It normally works on just your person and clothing and stuff, but I assume that like
maybe, yeah, you could absolutely drop it into the glass if you want
amazing.
To.
Oh, amazing.
Just shake it around.
Yeah.
It's like a charcoal filter. Wow.
Yeah.
We're on the lookout for a Jade Knight Gus.
As soon as you say Jade Knight Gus out loud, it's like everyone within earshot immediately turns around and looks at you.
She said the paid night bus.
Roll me a deception check. I'll actually let you roll it with advantage because that was genuinely very good.
Dirty 20.
You just see everyone kind of like,
You know, the how you get from place to place, you pay for it at night.
I don't know if you've ever heard of a bus.
It's not free.
Not free?
It's paid.
Or a handbook? A handbook with something about poison waters? Yes.
A handbook? No. I don't know about a bus. Don't know about a book. But if anyone does know, I'd say one eye up at the tavern probably has a few ideas. And she kind of leans in and goes, just in case that particular set of words you put together sound a lot like something else. And that's a bit of a touchy subject around here, so...
Why would I lie about that?
I'm not saying you were, honey. I'm not saying. She looks genuinely flustered. Like, I'm so sorry.
I
don't know. Everybody got so weird about it.
Everybody got weird, but okay, no. We don't want to make you feel bad, and we do hope you mean it about the sleepover, but...
Of course, sweetie. I promise, I've never been more sure about something in my life. I just want to go sleepover with you. It'd be so nice.
Oh, my. Okay, it sounds like...
We can do it tonight.
What?
You want to do a sleepover tonight?
Can I do a sleepover? What do you think? Does that seem wrong?
Met this person.
Yeah, you're right.
I say that, you know, if you want to do it, then, like, you know, you can call me. Call for me anytime that you need somebody to pick you up. If you get scared at night.
The night seems long. I don't do that anymore.
Oh.
That's okay, honey. Sometimes, you know.
Wait, okay. It sounds like going to the tavern would be a good idea. Food, drink.
I'm listening.
Knowledge.
Food, drink, and knowledge is exactly what you're going to find in the tavern.
I think, why don't we start there?
Okay.
Can we keep this disc going until we sort of fall into a bed?
You see a couple of the other townsfolk have like bought a pillow and like a duvet just to...
Oh my gosh, thank you.
I'm sorry, what was your name again, man?
Roll me a constitution saving throw to stay awake. She looks at you and goes, oh, hi there. I say, we don't get many bird folk around here.
Four.
What is happening with everyone else?
You're immediately asleep. goes... I just like the cut of your jib. Sir, my name is Delilah.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Delilah.
And you are?
Oh, I'm Soap Feathers.
Soap Feathers? What a beautiful little name you got there.
Okay, and I'm Freya. I'm Freya.
Freya, I already knew you were my best friend. Oh. I just called you my best friend. I didn't even think to call you by another name, you know? That was just
Freya's weeping.
My feathers are all like she just puffed
comes,
up.
She just comes and gives you another hug.
What about this sleepy little boy here?
This is our new friend, Jan.
I'm a treasure champion.
To be honest, we don't know if he's trash.
He must be on his period or not. I don't know. He's dreaming.
That's right. We don't know yet.
Yeah.
We gotta get him to the tavern.
She'll just slap Jin around the face. Are you on your period, son? Or
what?
Are you on your period?
Did you wake me up to ask me that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't know.
Well, we should figure that out.
I don't think so. I'm gonna be honest. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Well, you would know.
I would know.
You definitely would.
I know. I just didn't really want to... It didn't feel good to just shut it down, but I don't think I have my period. Nor will I.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, let's get you something to pep you up at that tavern.
Okay,
Thank you, Delilah. Thank you, folks.
I had the weirdest dream that I got frozen in a pool for 450
years. Oh, no. You tell him. I don't want to tell him. You're it, not it.
What? Okay, okay. We'll do another count of
three.
Three.
One, two, three.
Wait, go, and then go.
One, two, three, go. It wasn't a dream. Yeah.
No. I think the you counting down to three is one of my favorite bits that's come out of this whole thing. It's truly so beautiful. As you're led into, it's got the full saloon doors on this tavern. They swing open and sort of, you know, there's a quiet kind of
disc kind of goes dunk,
dunk. It's like a bit too wide to fit through the doorway. It's just like knocking in.
Angle it.
And then you just slide off the disc as the disc angles itself.
I'm falling. I'm falling.
I got it.
I'm falling.
I got it. Okay, watch it.
I got it. Okay, howie. Ow, I hit my knuckles on the door.
Owie. Owie. Are you okay?
No.
So, as you enter this tavern, go ahead and give me a perception check. Anyone that's sort of on the lookout and not focused on their hurt knuckles.
I'm not rolling.
Wow.
This one, it's not bleeding.
I rolled a 12.
24.
You gotta remember, 12 is above average, okay?
Is it?
Yes.
What is average?
Average is 10.
If you think about a 10 roll, out of 20.
you know, 10 is
average. No, sorry. Finding out an the average between 20, too hard.
Too hard.
Okay, I rolled a 12.
Hey, there we go. Oh, nice. Okay, good. What did you get, Erica?
24.
And I know that's so better.
Just so you know, yeah, 12 is crap. No.
Interesting.
So, you look around. With a 12, I think that you immediately notice there is a very tall-looking, looks to be a tabaxi. Tabaxi is like a type of cat humanoid. So he has a very strong cat features. He's got a eye patch over one eye, and he's got a sort of fancy hat and some flowing clothes with little frills on them and a cravat. And he's sort of polishing a glass, and he sort of looks over and gives you a bit of a nod, and he kind of gestures for you to approach the bar if you'd like. And above the mantle, you see there's this very strange looking, it's like a gun, like similar to the Winchester that you saw in your vision.
Yes.
But it's so much more like elaborate. There's all these little kind of bits and things coming off of it. It's got an old school like blunderbuss. It's got like a really wide opening, but it looks almost like very futuristic. It's got lots of kind of like lines and sort of, you kind of feel like it would light up in lots of fascinating ways. But that's kind of like just above the mantelpiece. And I think with the 24, you notice all of that, but you also notice there is a dragonborn who sits in a kind of a rocking chair in sort of the corner. There's a lot of other patrons and stuff in here, but none of them really catch your eye. There's this tall dragonborn who's jet black, like charcoal skin. And he actually has a bandage all the way across his eyes. He is not like sort of huge. He's like very tall, but quite lean. And he's sort of rocking back, and he's got like a cowboy hat with his dragonborn horns kind of sticking through the hat. And he's just sort of rocking there, chewing on a bit of corn. Not corn. What am I thinking? Wheat. That's the one. He's just kind of hanging out.
He's got a huge,
big old corn stalk.
Big corn.
Corn. Scratch that. He's got a corn on the cob, just sticking out of his mouth.
This is like a cigar in his mouth.
Yeah, he's just chewing on the actual the whole thing. Stuff. Yeah, from one end to the other, as opposed to
it's
going
dark.
Around. So yeah, he's got a big old corn on the cob in his mouth. And that's what you notice as you walk in. You, Jin, are just focusing on those hurt little thingies and the,
I'm dying.
You're poisoned. I don't think your knuckles are the least of your worry.
This is like, gonna kill me. I'm sorry, I'm just really sleepy and hungry.
Don't be ridiculous, you'll make it through this. And Soap Feathers looks at Fran and shakes his head sadly.
Looking down at my knuckles, don't notice at all.
Yeah, maybe I will.
Incredible. Do you want to approach the bar? Are you kind of looking for a refreshment? Do you want to grab a table? Do you want to approach anyone?
Eva, so with the 24 in terms of perception, specifically, I would like to look around for other folks. Everybody here's got that red mark on them.
Every single one.
All right.
Some of them are a bit more hidden than others. Like some of them have like a fancy cravat or something, but you can kind of like still notice it. And even on like the people who have like a darker skin pigment or whatever, it's like, it's very obvious. It's like, it looks like a, I think the more you're looking at, maybe with a 24, it feels more like a marking. As opposed to like something they've like painted on, and it really like looks like a hand as well. It doesn't look kind of like a drawing of a hand. It looks like, you know, you'd swear that if you look close enough, you'd be able to see like fingerprints.
I was about to ask, you know it's the same hand, then maybe, or
I think that's gonna be like a DC 35 to try and figure out whether it's like the same hand or not. I don't think it's the same hand. I think like you'd probably be able to.
Okay. Right.
Like some hands are like a lot. Some of the hands I think would be a lot smaller than other hands. So.
Baby hands.
What was that, Brad? Did you just say baby hands?
What? There's one guy that's just got tiny, tiny handprint on like up by his temple.
The hell happened there?
Slapped by a
bee. And you see, he sort of looks with a very, he's like a very vague, he's just like a giant bald man with his very vacant stare.
Oh,
he's kind of looking off into the distance.
There's just, I'm
And then he just sort of grabs at his friend's face.
Oh, no, soap feathers. I saw something, that thing that's above the mantle. I saw something like that in a vision earlier.
Ooh, a vision.
Well, I don't know if it was a vision, but it was something.
Oh, wow. Just like a chosen one would. I might have, like, overshot when I earlier said I was, you know, like, you're chosen or something, but it seems like you're real special.
No.
Yeah. Oh,
wait, do you even remember my name? Vision? What? I don't know that it was a vision. I mean, I'm not trying to imply that I'm special. I'm just saying that I saw something like that.
You there, barkeep. What's this contraption here?
What, that? Oh, you know, it's just one of those little fancy damn things that comes out of the old laboratory that's not too far out of town.
What was the middle part?
What was the end part?
You from out of town?
I am.
You don't understand how to talk?
Well, you don't understand how to talk.
No, I listen.
Hey, we got ourselves one of these people who don't know how to talk.
Oh, no.
I know how to talk. Don't say I don't know how to talk.
I'm just messing with you. How you doing, folks? This is from, there's a laboratory not far out of town.
Oh,
a laboratory.
Yeah, one of those, don't obelisk, it fell over. And then some of the people went in there and then they started using all the stuff in it to make fancy
stuff. Oh, is
this
like the school?
I think it might be. It's quite a bit, like the obelisk is like broken in twain. And so like different parts of it used for different things. There's like, I think there's three parts of it, but this one made these fancy contraptions. One day a man comes in, you know, with it and we was like, oh, that's fancy. You know, we traded him some stuff and we put it above the mantle. It was quite a thing. Can I get y'all a drink? Is there something I could do for you?
People would be more likely to trust us if we got a drink in there.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay, we got a beetroot casserole, and we got eggs and ham on a steam.
And these are drinks?
Oh, sorry. I apologies. I run through the whole dang menu.
Sorry.
I can do you a glass of wine, or I can do you a tankard of ale.
I will have.
Well, I'll take whatever you recommend, my good man.
I take both, a little half and half. He pours a glass
together
of wine.
Together?
Tankard of ale.
Can I have one of those too?
Sure can. Here you go. Boom, boom. Roll me a perception check. Very low. This is a DC 5.
Natural one.
Joking.
Oh my
really?
God.
This looks good.
My guy is hurting.
16.
16? Did you request a drink, by the way?
No, I didn't, but you know, I'm not sure Freya's ever had a drink before. So this will be my first one, and I'll have what they're having.
Okay, half and half?
Half and half.
And what did you roll?
A 10.
A 10. So I need DC 5. So everyone but Jin notices there appears to be what can only be described as mold floating on the top of this.
Oh, no.
Bottoms up.
Gonna need a constitution saving throw.
Absolutely.
And he's already poisoned.
Oh. 4.
You get this deep sense that like what you ingested was not good for you, but truly your stomach is so messed up right now that it's just like adding icing on the cake. Honestly, it's like, you know,
I think the poison got stronger somehow.
No. Oh no.
But they like the barkeep doesn't seem to sort of, you know, pay any attention. He goes, also got a meatball cake. Brings out like what looks to be like solidified kind of pasta. In a kind of round shape with meatballs on top of it. And again, covered in mold. Like, this looks like it was... this is very old. And you see, gets one of the meatballs and is like... man, that tastes good.
Can I use Divine Sense?
You certainly can, yeah. What does Divine Sense give you?
Divine Sense, you can detect good and evil as an action, and until the end of your next turn, you can sense anything affected by the Hallow spell or, you know the location of any celestial fiend, undead, within 60 feet that is not behind total cover.
Okay, and you just get that?
It is, as an action, you just use that.
You just know that. Okay. Yeah. Jin, how do you think that kind of it feels for Jin? Because I don't think that Jin's necessarily like had magic before. So, like, how does it feel for Jin, like, summoning this ability?
I feel like I have a fever. I have, yeah. I feel bad. I feel confused. I don't know what is being sick and what is magic at all, and just kind of follow something and like, something's weird. What is this?
As you kind of reach into your mind and your stomach is truly churning, you feel this like hot flush as, you know, you kind of like little, these like bullets of sweat start to creep down your face. And as that happens, you sort of blink for a second. And as you do, and you sort of look around, it's almost like your vision goes into a bit of a haze. And every single person in this tavern, you see there is like this ghostly, pale kind of figure kind of stands in their place for a second. Every single person in here is undead. And that's where we're going to go ahead and end episode two!
Check, please.
Did you say check?
No!
No!
Oh, my God.
No, my friend, my sleepover.
Oh, no!
Thank you so much, guys!
Thank you so much. Have fun!
This was amazing. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you making the time to do this. It feels very, very cool. Episode 2, halfway through. Arc 8.
Wow.
Wild. Absolutely wow. Wild. Look, let's go.
This is really, really fun, Jasper.
This is incredible.
Really fun, Jasper.
As long as you're having fun, honestly.
I'm having so much fun.
Yay! I'm also very aware that I feel like we'll talk about this more on the arc, Buck, but I feel like we have just, like, we're just absolutely, like, doxing Freya into, like, just the most hated characters. I do quite enjoy playing hateful NPCs, so, you know, don't feel like you're alone in feeling the way that you do.
You were relishing in some baddies.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of those. But before we wrap up here, Erica, Ishii, please tell anyone who I'm guessing is living under a rock and likes TTRPGs and doesn't know who Erica Ishii is, because that would be wild.
Oh.
Is that where they can find you?
I'm Erica Ishii.
Yeah.
You can find me on World Beyond Number, a little podcast that I do, and on Dimension 20, mm-hmm. if you watch that sort of thing. And I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Erica Ishii and the Erica Ishii.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
And I just had so much fun, you guys. Thank you so
yeah,
much.
This is so
coming.
Good. I also just love it when like the chemistry of the table is just like immediately there.
Isn't it
like
crazy
the
that
fact
y'all
that like these two haven't met. That's a little peek really behind great. the arc box screen there. But like
Erica
and Victoria have not met
seconds before playing together.
Literally seconds. We like so jumped
great.
Straight
That's
into
great.
It.
So great.
And they were perfect. Well, speaking of our perfect duo, Victoria Longwell, where can people find you on the internet and follow all your stuff?
I give my address, just sort of as
and
a
my
reflex.
Social security.
No, I can't stop.
Sorry, I can't edit this out.
They can find me performing with Yeti at the Elysian Theater on the second Sundays of the month and the UCB Theater on the third Thursdays of the month. I'm on Instagram under my full name, Victoria Longwell. And that's all. Folks, willing to shave.
Yay, willing to shave. Good. Don't ask where. Zach Oyama.
Oh, gosh. I am on this podcast.
You are.
And I also do Dimension 20.
Yes.
And that's my life right now.
That's your life.
Okay, that's, yeah. That, to be fair, you're doing a lot of both of those things right now, so... I'm Jasper William Cartwright. You can find me at JW_Cartwright on all of my social medias. I'm on Dimension 20's Burrow's End. That still feels really cool to say. As does I have been your DM on the Rotating Heroes podcast. If you've enjoyed this show, please make sure you check out our Patreon, which is patreon.com/RotatingHeroesPod, where you can get the arc box plus all of these episodes in their whole full single part form. So I hope that you've enjoyed this, and we'll catch you very soon. Zach, how I end these?
You got it.